What's up, everybody? Lydia and I are back. Better than ever. It's been a while.
We have some requests.
Yes, we've had some people asking.
To our shock.
Yeah, absolutely, much to our shock. But we figured we'd come in here and give you guys a little update on what's going on with our lives. What it's like with a little one. Trying to do everything. Lydia's trying to start her own business. I'm trying to stream and work.
We're going to give an update.
We are giving an update. Okay. I'm just letting everybody know that's what's going on.
But that's what we're going to talk about.
That's what I'm telling people. That's what we're going to talk about. Anyway, we're a little rusty. We have nothing written down.
We were rusty before.
Yeah, too, I guess.
So it's fine.
We're just a little more rusty, I guess. But like I said, we have nothing written down. You didn't do anything with your cookies. Lydia's making cookies right now, so
I turned the oven on to preheat.
But why didn't you put the cookies out?
Because I don't. Anyway,
that's not the point, everybody. Okay. Anyway.
Ryan thinks he knows how to bake, but he's never baked. So
that's bull. That's fine. I know how to bake. Anyway, so do you want to start with you? What's going on with you, or do you want me to start?
Well, first we should start with Jameson. So the last time we recorded an episode, I was still pregnant. So we had Jameson in the end of March.
March 31st.
March 30th. Ryan doesn't know his birthday. That's fine.
There's no 31st day in March.
At 3:14 p.m., he was 8 pounds and 10 ounces.
He was a big baby.
He was giant. So that wasn't super fun.
I should say that, we should tell the whole story about what happened.
Okay, I'll start.
Yeah, you tell the story because
that
happened to you.
So basically, Friday afternoon.
It was Friday.
Friday afternoon. Yeah. No, we went Thursday too.
Yeah, we went 3 days in a row.
So Thursday afternoon, I was teaching preschool still. So I got off work and I was home and it was like 2 o'clock and I was having.
That was Friday.
No. Friday I didn't teach preschool, Ryan. I taught Monday through Thursday. That's true. Ryan thinks he knows, but he doesn't.
It's been a long time. My memory is horrible.
Okay. So, it was 2 o'clock on Thursday afternoon, and I was having contractions, but they didn't hurt. So, I didn't really even know if they were contractions.
But they were like 5 minutes apart.
Yeah. So, I called my doctor, and they were like, oh, you should just go to the hospital to get checked. And I was like, okay, that's fine. I guess, I should call Ryan. So Ryan came home from work early, and
did I have a job? Have my new job when we last recorded?
Yeah, no.
No, I didn't. Okay, anyway, we'll get to that. I'm sorry.
Ryan has a new job too. Anyways, so he came home and we went to the hospital. No, I went by myself on this one.
Yeah, because
he didn't come home
me.
Because I didn't think it was.
I wasn't invited, guys.
I didn't think it was a big deal. I just went to get checked. Then Ryan met me at the hospital, mm-hmm. and, so Jameson wasn't really moving a lot in there because he used to move, when I ate, and I hadn't eaten for a while because I was stuck in the hospital. So they, made me order food and eat food so that he would move, and Ryan ate the rest of the food.
So what happened was I didn't come at first, but I came after work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, anyways, I was still dilated 4 centimeters, but it wasn't progressing, so they had us walk around a lot, and it still wasn't progressing, so they sent us home.
Right.
Then, Friday,
it was 2 o'clock.
At 2.
Yeah, because you called me at 2:30.
Yeah, I called Ryan to come home early from work and take me, because they hurt a little, but not, excruciating. I don't know, I thought they hurt.
Right.
So, we went in, and they checked, and they were like, you should walk the halls. So I walked the halls, and then they checked again, and they were like, you should walk the halls. So I walked the halls, and they checked again, and they were like, you should go home.
Well, so the lady told you.
The lady was really nice. She said if I had been over 39 weeks, they would have just broken my water, and I would have had Jameson.
And she also said it was 5 years ago that they would have just admitted you and broke your water and been done with it.
Yeah, but since I was 38 weeks, they couldn't do anything. So they sent us home. And then Saturday morning, I was having contractions, and they hurt.
And this was at 4:30 in the morning.
Yeah. We waited until about 9 a.m. to go. We went to the hospital, and it was a different doctor. It was this guy.
He was a jerk.
Yeah, so they checked, had me walk the halls, they checked again, and he was like, come back when you're not smiling.
Well, he was like, oh, no, you haven't progressed at all. Just come back when you're not smiling. That's how he said it. He didn't say, come back when you're not smiling.
Was rude, first off. Very rude. Like, I was in pain, but I wasn't, like, trying to show it, I guess. Like, yeah, I'm going to try to smile so, like, I don't look like I'm freaking out.
But a smile can be confused for a wince.
Yeah, and, you know? But also, like, when I was, like, having a contraction, it hurt, but when I wasn't, it didn't hurt. So, anyways, we drove home, and we got home at, like, 11.
Mm-hmm.
5 minutes later, Ryan's outside, and he comes onto the back deck and was making stupid faces at the door.
Shocking.
So, I went to open the door, and I stood up, and my water broke. So, then I flung open the door and yelled at Ryan that my water broke, and we had to leave. And he tried to get me to leave the house. And I was drenched. Yeah, so,
she had wet pants. And I was like, oh my God, all right, we got to go.
And I was like, no, Ryan, I need pants.
Right.
So we changed. And but poor Maggie, she didn't know what to do.
She was freaking
and I
out.
Think she drank some of it, which is disgusting.
That is very gross. I did not know that part. but you skipped a part.
What?
So the nurse we had the night before, remember?
Oh,
we were
she told me to eat pizza, but like obviously
she
I can
said,
eat pizza.
Pepperoni pizza. And I'm sure you guys remember
Lydia
can't
have dairy. Pepperoni.
Yeah, so Lydia was eating pepperonis. So that's the trick,
no,
everybody.
I ate a pepperoni.
The acidity of pepperonis will make you go into labor, evidently.
Anyways.
That's what it seems like.
Yeah, so then I was in like excruciating pain as we were driving back to the hospital.
Oh, yeah. You weren't smiling anymore.
No, and honestly, like, everyone says you don't, like, know pain until labor, but, like, it's true. Like, I didn't think it would hurt that bad.
Just from the outside looking in, it was insane.
Yeah, my whole body was, like, shaking, and I couldn't control it. Yep. It was terrifying.
That's something they don't tell you, is yeah, that you go into convulsions.
That's fun. But, so we got to the hospital, and, like, they let us right in because we had just been there, and the guy was like, oh, you're not smiling. No yeah. shit, Sherlock.
Yeah, being
like,
an asshole.
We definitely weren't. So
he realized he screwed up, is what it was.
Yeah, he was rude, but.
But meanwhile,
they called my doctor and they like drew my blood, and yeah. I was still having all these contractions.
They had to put a needle in her while she was having contractions and freaking out.
Yeah.
Like at this point, you were freaking out.
And then they finally gave me the epidural when I was like 8 or 9 centimeters. I mean, not finally. Like they had just gone through all the paperwork, and
right.
I had progressed that quickly. So
well,
they're lucky. I'm lucky they even did it.
Right.
I didn't want an epidural, but then I was in labor and I wanted one.
Well, it was basically just because you were already at 5 centimeters. And they said after 5 centimeters, it goes way faster than the first 5. So 10 centimeters is fully dilated.
Yeah, and so we went in at like 11:15 and I had him at 3:14. So like yeah. It was very fast.
It was like 4 hours. It was not long at all.
Yeah, it was really fast. And oh no, I think Jameson's awake.
That's right. I'll hold it down. Is he waking up?
He might just be wiggling. We're watching him on the monitor right now. So,
he's going to hit that bar. He's going to wake himself up. Yep. So anyway, guys, so she is in excruciating pain. I'm going to back up a little bit because I think she skipped a little bit of stuff. But we're in the triage and she's laying there and she's freaking out. And the head nurse is in the other room eating her lunch. And she comes in, she goes, okay, sweetie. She said, we're going to put you in a room because I'm eating my lunch and you're freaking out. So we were like, okay. So we're like, okay. So we get her on a chair. She was like, you need to.
She said, you're not going to have the baby in triage.
Yeah, she said, you're not going to have the baby in triage. Right. And so they start wheeling her and Lydia holds it together through the halls. And luckily it was not very far. So they put us in their first room they get to. And she's just screaming and screaming and screaming. And so, finally, they get to the point where it's 8 centimeters. And that's late for an epidural, if you guys don't know. But finally, the anesthesiologist could get down there, and he's trying to explain everything to Lydia. And I'm standing there, and they're just looking at me because I'm the only one that can be like, oh, yeah, okay, I understand. But they had to get you to sign papers. Before they could give her the anesthesia and before they could put the epidural in. So she's freaking out. Then luckily we had a nurse that was really, really, really good. And
yeah, she grabbed my face and told me I needed, what did I, she was she like, said, you need to relax.
She's like, no, she said, you need to focus. You need to relax. And so I grew up with her sister and they grew up on a cattle farm. So I'm pretty sure that's not the first birth she's ever seen. So, but anyway. She's
the birthing nurse, obviously. It's not the first
I guess that's true. I guess that's true. Sorry, guys. I just hit the table, too.
Brian just compared me to a cow.
I did not. Oh, my God. This has been happening recently.
It's really fine, guys.
This has been happening recently. She's been putting words in my mouth. But anyway. So, look, finally, she's freaking out. They tell me. They're like, Ryan, you need to get out of the room. So we have space.
Yeah, because the guy can't be in the room when there's the epidural, which
is
weird.
I think it's just because if something goes wrong, they don't want someone in the way.
Lovely. Anyway, they gave me the epidural so late. Normally when they give you an epidural, they also have to give you a catheter because, you're there for a while, I guess.
No.
You can't, you can't get up to use the bathroom because you can't walk because your legs are numb. So they give you a catheter, but they didn't give me a catheter because I was so far ahead. They knew I wasn't going to be, sitting long.
I would say they put the needle through a catheter as well. That's what they were going to say.
The medicine.
The epidural,
but, people give you a catheter for the bathroom, usually.
Right.
I did not get one.
I thought that's what you were saying. Sorry.
No, I did not get one. I just had an IV that was very poorly placed in my arm in a painful
way. Oh, yeah, that was bad. Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I leave the room. I'm sitting outside. I see two girls from high school that I went to high school with, and one of them's having a baby the room next to us, which is really weird. But anyway, so I'm standing there talking to them, and you're supposed to go to the waiting room, but the head nurse was like, this won't take long. She's like, I don't want you to miss it. Go just sit outside. So I'm sitting out there. She calls me back in. I walk in. Lydia is completely 180'd. Just totally normal.
I felt completely fine.
It was
I didn't feel like I was having birth at all.
It was the strangest thing.
I was like, should I push? I guess I should push.
Well, she was like, well, do you feel pressure? When you feel pressure, we're going to start trying to push. Because Lydia's so small, the nurse knew that when the doctor came in, he was just going to snip her and then pull the baby out. He was going to get in and out as fast as he could.
Which is what they ended up doing.
Which, yeah, I mean, they ended up having to. But the nurse was like, well, here, Ryan, you grab one leg, I'm going to grab the other leg. Lydia's going to push.
I don't get too graphic.
No, I'm not going to get too graphic. But basically, I helped, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
But,
yeah, they asked me if I wanted a mirror. I declined.
It was one of the coolest things I've witnessed. It was really, really cool
to
watch.
Yeah, I don't know. But
I know
anyways,
a lot of guys
he popped
out.
And, Ryan, what was your first thought?
He looked Asian.
Yeah, Ryan
he did not
thought
look
he
like
was
my
an
baby.
Asian baby because his face was so swollen and bruised.
Yes, he did not
he
look like
huge.
My son.
So
Lydia's there holding him skin to skin, and they're like checking him out. And I said, Lyd, is there something you need to tell me? She's like, no. I was like, okay, I'm just saying.
He clearly doesn't look Asian now if you've seen
him. He doesn't.
And nothing against Asian people, but Ryan's not Asian, so that would have been a problem.
Yeah, that was the whole joke. But no, but then they put him in. You guys, have you ever been to a sushi restaurant and you've seen the sushi chefs? They always have the hat on that. I mean, it's a distinctive hat for a sushi chef. And they always have I don't know what you would call it, a chef's coat, I guess.
A kimono?
It's not a kimono. The women wear kimonos. But, the hostesses and stuff. But no, they're wearing a chef's coat or a sous chef's coat or whatever. But anyway, my parents brought a swaddle cloth and a hat that looked exactly like a sushi chef. Inadvertently. But exactly like, he looked like a sushi chef. And we have pictures of him. Maybe we'll put it on our Instagram. We'll put little pictures of him on Instagram. But he looked like a sushi chef. It was so funny. I was like, great. The one thing you guys could bring is something that makes him look like a little Asian man.
But yeah, so then we stayed in the hospital. We had him Saturday. We left the hospital on Monday.
That first night was one of the hardest nights I've had in a long time, sleep-wise. Because I love my sleep.
Yeah.
And it was really hard because, I mean, we had to hold
him. I didn't sleep at all.
Ryan I
slept
like an
a
hour.
A little bit on
like
the
an
couch.
Hour.
Yeah.
You had a comfy bed. I don't hear it, okay?
I had a comfy bed.
You did have a comfy bed. That bed's comfy.
Hmm.
I guarantee it.
Really? Do you think I was feeling comfy? No,
I do not
being
think so at all.
Together?
I was going to say, I don't think so. But anyway, so we had him. Little 8-pound, 10-ounce baby.
Yeah, stitched, not C-section. He was natural.
Yes.
Stitched other places.
Yes. It was, yes.
Yeah.
So basically what wound up happening is that the nurse wanted her to push her a little bit so
okay,
that she
okay, we're
could,
not getting graphic. Stop.
So she didn't have to
no,
be snipped,
thank
hopefully,
you.
But she ended up getting snipped.
Okay.
Anyway.
The way you say snipped, it sounds like I had a vasectomy.
Well, I mean, it's time we tell them, Lyd, that you had a vasectomy.
Okay. So, anyways. So, fast forward to now. James Sargent turns 4 months tomorrow.
Yep. It's been a while, 4 months.
Yeah, so basically, let's just give an update about our lives. Ryan, do you want to go first, or do you want me to go first?
I can go first. So,
Ooh, shocker.
Yeah, right. I'm the one who likes to talk. Anyway, so I started a new job. I switched jobs in February, and
like literally 2 weeks before we had Jameson. So that's fun.
No, it wasn't 2 weeks. It was like a month before. Yeah. It was February 18th.
No, it was your third week because you went back on Wednesday because it was only your third week.
It was February 18th.
Yeah, when I started there. 2 weeks.
He was born on March 30th, Lydia. That's over a month.
I don't think so.
How do you not think so? That's how numbers work, Lyd. Anyway, I'm sorry, guys. So I started a new job. I really like it. I started there when there was, it was a three-man shop. And there was a 30-year-old guy, and my boss is 49. And he's been in the industry for 20 years. His dad worked at a place called Black & Decker. If you're not from around here, they are a mold, and they make, you know, Black, everybody knows Black & Decker, I feel like. They make tools.
Black & Decker makes, like, irons.
They make a lot of different things. They make, like, tools and stuff. They make power tools and all kinds of stuff. But anyway, so he used to work at Black & Decker, and then Black & Decker moved their mold shop where he worked down to a place called Towson, where we are. And he didn't want to move down to Towson because they have a dairy farm. So he said, screw it. I'm going to start my own business and run it out of my shed in my farm. So he started running his business out of his shed. And his son, my boss, he was starting his machining then. So about, I think it was 10 years later, Bill, my boss, joined his company. And they moved over and live on the same property. They have, I think, 30 acres, I believe. Bill owns 10 acres next to the 30 acres. And he's thinking about buying another, I think it's like 30 acres next to that 10 acres. Anyway, that's beside the point. So he ended up retiring in 98, I believe. And Bill bought the business from him. So then they make injection molding. Injection molding is like you see the plastic caps like on water bottles or something like that. That is injection molded. So you make metal blocks with an abscess in the middle where I guess plastic, melted plastic goes in. The water will cool it down and mold it to that shape, and then it'll eject it off of the mold. And that's called an injection mold. So Bill makes those, and that's what I'm training to do. We also do some things for the government, which I'm not quite sure what exactly we do. I'm not sure if I'm allowed to know, but we do some stuff for the government. But anyway, so I'm very happy where I am. About a month and a half ago, the 30-year-old guy decided he wanted to buck up to Bill and wound up getting let go. So now it's just two of us, and it's probably the greatest move I've ever made. It's really awesome. I really enjoy it. But that's what I've been doing outside of streaming. So when we were moving into the stage where we stopped our podcast, I was talking about streaming a lot, and I was trying to start streaming. We'll get affiliated. And I wound up getting affiliated. I think near the end of when we were streaming, or near the end of when we were podcasting, I ended up getting affiliated, which basically means that I am technically an employee of Twitch. I don't know if you guys know what Twitch is, but Twitch is a streaming service, a video game streaming service. So I've been working, I guess, technically about 5 days a week for them while also working 10-hour days at my job. So it's been pretty busy with the baby and stuff, but it's worth it. Lydia's upstairs looking at Jameson right now, so she's coming back down now. And when she gets back down, I'll let her explain what she's been doing. But it's been fun. It's been hectic for me. And here she is. Your turn.
Okay.
Just in time.
So before I had Jameson, I was teaching preschool. And I loved teaching preschool. But I wanted to actually spend time with my own kid, like when we had him. I don't know if people remember, like, way, way back. I was also, like, babysitting and stuff. So basically, stopped babysitting. I have stopped teaching just because I wanted to be able to be there with Jameson. And also, if I was going to go somewhere, every single day of the week. Financially, like, it had to be something that would make sense for me to do that. And I worked for a nonprofit preschool, which clearly, I mean, nonprofits don't make a lot of money. So I decided to get a part-time job where I'd be able to make more money, but also be there with Jameson for the majority of the time. So I right now waitress at a restaurant in town, and I also bartend at a brewery in town, which, if you know me, it's kind of funny because I don't really drink. I drank when I was younger, but now, like, I haven't, even in, like, college I didn't or anything. So
it's just crazy to me.
Yeah, I mean, like, maybe every now and then
Maybe it's because I drank myself out of college that it's weird to me.
But in, like, the past 5 years, I probably have, like, 2 or 3 times. So it's funny that I'm a bartender and I don't drink.
And almost all those times have been me saying, here, have this drink.
So, and it's funny because, like, people at the brewery will ask me, like, oh, is that good? And I'm always like, yeah. Or they're like, what's your favorite? And I'm like, oh, well, this is popular. Or I like the cider.
The cider,
like,
that I've never drank before.
And the cider is more expensive. So, like,
jeez, look at you. Like, entrepreneur over here.
Yeah. So, and I mean, so now at the, so the brewery is open Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So,
and it's really cool because they do food trucks. They don't have
Food trucks on Fridays. So I work there. And then I also, right now, I've been doing one Sunday a week and then picking up shifts waitressing. But I actually, starting next week, I will be doing Wednesdays and we'll have Sundays free. So Ryan and I and Jameson are going to start doing some day trips, which is exciting.
We'll be obviously having a podcast about that.
Yeah, we'll start, like, documenting and just updating you on our day trips that we went on. But
I keep on telling Lydia she should have a vlog. Heard that she should have a blog.
I've heard I should have a blog.
But
people have said I should
think.
Have a vlog.
Yeah.
People have said, like, I don't know, Ryan thinks that I need to start a YouTube.
That's a vlog.
Oh, yeah.
Well, basically, I feel like...
But I, right now...
People would be interested.
Uh-oh.
It's okay. It's all right. Let him wiggle a little bit. He's fine. I got him this time. Good. Tell your thing.
Okay. Right now, I am trying to keep my Instagram more consistent because I actually just started my own business, which is exciting. And I don't want to, like, get too much into it right now, but maybe I'll share later on. But basically, I'm helping people with budgeting and organizing. I was a business major in school, and I've always been pretty good with finances and money, and I've always had a lot of friends ask me for help with that kind of thing. So I figured I'd turn it into a business. And also organizing, if you know me, you know I'm, like, super OCD and everything is always organized or planned or scheduled. I'm working better at being more flexible, but that's just me, and I know a lot of people struggle with that, so I figured I would help them out. So it's actually, I haven't really, like, actually, like, started, but I did have someone that already expressed interest, and I've already, like, talk to them, and they want to hire me, and they asked when I could start. So that's exciting that I already have my first client before I even really started. And then I had a couple friends say they were interested too. So that's exciting. Let's see what else. I mean, I just pretty much take care of Jameson the majority of the time, and when I'm not, Ryan's mom helps a ton, and then also sometimes my parents do, but it's hard with them being, like, half an hour away, and sometimes I have to waitress at 6:45 in the morning, so, like, they'd have to get up super, super early. So, yeah, that's basically it. Ryan is right now, Jameson, like, kind of half woke up, so he's trying to put him back to sleep. But I think that's pretty much all we wanted to talk about today. We just kind of wanted to say, like, hey, we're back. Oh, I guess this is also, like, we talked about our wedding. So our wedding is in September, so it's not even 2 months away. It's, like, less than 2 months away, and we're excited for that. We're getting all our RSVPs back. Pretty much everything is planned out. And we're really excited for that. But we can update you more on that as it gets closer. So I think I'm going to end it here, and we'll probably upload another episode like relatively soon, because this was just kind of like a, hey, we're back and we're excited to start podcasting again. Hope you guys have a good night.